Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
As part of our Reimagining Ireland project, many expressed the desire to see greater pedestrianisation in our towns and cities, something Copenhagen started to do as far back as the 1960s. We're joined on News Talk by Emil Musseland Ostergaard, a member of the Danish Social Liberal Party. Emil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, did Copenhagen, if you like, have natural advantages when it came to trying to plan out to pedestrianise it?
Oh, really? No, not at all. Like, it was just an assessment that they took from local level and from national level to make Copenhagen and entire Denmark very much greener. And that happened throughout the past 20 years. And now we are the second biggest capital in the world who has the most bicyclists.
Right. And the amount of planning that went on, how detailed was that? And was that, did that, I assume, went through various phases?
Yes, surely it did. Surely it did. Well, if you talk about Strøget, which is the part of Copenhagen that is 1 kilometer plus long, where cars are not allowed to drive during the daytime, that came about almost 50 years ago. So back in the days, of course, there was some kind of some regulations going on. But nowadays, they are passing very quickly because of the fact that Copenhagen is aiming to be so much greener than any other places, really.
But did that mean, if you like, as you phased out cars, you phased in, for instance, an increased level of public transport?
Yes, like Copenhagen has, for many reasons, it have put the citizen in the center of buildings, so to say, not cars. So it put in the individual need for transportation. So we have built out the metro stations. We have a city cycle metro ring who just walks around in circles and circles. And through that, and that have been under, like, it just finished a year ago and it's been under construction for 10 years almost. But now it is like everywhere you go in Copenhagen, you can literally take public transportation to anywhere else in Copenhagen.
Right. And so I assume then that had to go in tandem with phasing out cars, that you were able to say, now we have metro stations to X, Y, and Z. We don't need cars there anymore.
Well, you have to understand the cars is not phased out completely. We are on a phase to do so. Right now, it has just been giving the authority back to the municipality to actually say that, hey, guys, once every week, one day a week, we will phase out cars completely in the middle center of Copenhagen. So cars is not like completely banished from Copenhagen areas. It has just become very much greener. So we have green cars driving about. And you can also hire green cars standing everywhere in Copenhagen on your phone by an app. And then you just take the car, which is green car, electricity cars, and then you can park them mostly anywhere.
Also, though, as I understand it, there was a policy of phasing out parking spaces, I assume, as a form of discouragement.
That's true. But then we're talking about the middle of Copenhagen. We have like outside of Copenhagen, the Copenhagen area and the center of Copenhagen. And in the center of Copenhagen, it's getting more and more so that parking spots is getting less space, so to say. When you build new things, you're not getting so that there's parked cars available as much as they were in the past. Mm. Now it's all about bicycling. It's all about what's called micro-mobilization, all these kind of things.
And in the centre of Copenhagen, my memory of it's a lot of quite narrow streets. It's almost medieval looking. So would there ever have been large department stores and those kinds of shops? And how has this affected them?
In the past, you mean? There have been, yes, of course there were. Well, it doesn't really affect them that much, Sean, because right now, we have every morning they can get in their goods by wagons. And that right now, we and my party also, we are talking about making so that the everyday life should go on as it used to. But we have to put on some kind of implementation and encouragement for people to go greener. So that means that in the future, we might see a phase where you can actually deliver goods by bicycle, or if you are insisting on doing it in wagon, then these cars have to be all green, all electricity. Right now, in the very early morning time, I mean like from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, you can drive in with a wagon if you have permission to hand over goods. So I will not say it has affected any part of the bigger industrial areas or shopping centers, all sort of things. They can still get their goods. just do it in a more environmentally friendly way.
Mm. And has it affected commerce in the centre of Copenhagen or changed it?
No, absolutely not. If you walked through Copenhagen when it's not COVID areas, COVID times, of course, then you would see like a huge amount of people go out shopping. Like, absolutely. There are many, many people who still do their daily business, and many companies, many stores who do their daily business. I mean, like, we have evolved through a stage where we actually don't need cars in a way of like just being a normal everyday life, so to say. Like, cars is less useful, and we get things done without it. So why even bother going back to that?
Indeed. How are things going in relation to your vaccine rollout?
Well, if you may have heard yourself today, actually, Seneca have been pulled back throughout many countries, and also Denmark. So now it's been going so that we might be looking for the end of summer in order to get everyone vaccinated. But I would say that right now we are getting better than many countries actually have, like Germany and other countries like France as well have closed down. Denmark has never closed down completely, and now we are opening up again from the 21st of April for outdoor services and outdoors serving. And from the 6th of May, hopefully everything will be open as it used to be.
Let's hope that all works on time for you. Emil Moseland Østergaard is a politician with the Danish Social Liberal Party. Emil, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.